battle of unbelief. I'm not going to ask how many people have fought the battle of unbelief. How many people have just not believed enough? We all have that problem from time to time. You're not going through it now, but you have been through it in your past. Genesis 18, verses 1 and 2, and then skip to verses 9 through 15. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham in the mountains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent and bowed himself toward the ground. Anybody want to guess who those three were? God and a couple of angels. Skip to verse 9. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah, thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being also old? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Verse 14, Is anything too hard for the Lord? That one sentence right there. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. At the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah will have a son. Here's a 90-year-old woman and a 100-year-old man, and the Lord's telling them they're going to have a child. What if it was y'all?
No.
Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid, and she said, and he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. With this scripture reading, we give you thanks for your holy word from beginning to end. We love you, Lord, and thank you for the reading of it and the hearing. May both bless us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We tend to think if we don't commit a major sin, then we're okay. That's like saying to a bank robber, Mr. Bank Robber, if you only take $200,000, that's not as bad as taking $10 million and they might let you off with a slap of the hand. Do you think that's right? No. A sin is a sin.
Amen.
No matter what. No matter how big or small. But we often fall into something more subtle. Living a battle of unbelief. Living with a small God who's at work only in the possible, the reasonable. That's for the ones who grace the doors on Sunday, Wednesday, and don't think about God the rest of the time. You worship a small God. That's where you put him, in a cubicle. Let's learn 6 lessons that will help us fight the battle of unbelief. First, we need some impossible situations occasionally. Sarah's 90, Abraham was 100. People just don't have babies at that age. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I thought I'd get several out of that. Mm-hmm. Sarah had infertility problems anyway. Before she turned 90. Romans 4:19 says that at her age, her womb was dead. A baby now would be impossible, wouldn't it? What did I read back on verse 14? Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. I don't mean you 85, 90-year-old people just praying to God for babies. If you care to, trying. Sometimes God allows impossible things to come into our lives. Sure, they might frustrate us. Yes, they can hurt us. Yes, they can bless us. But throughout the course of our lives, God will allow us to encounter situations that no human can possibly solve. On a personal level, I went out to Sue's dad's cow pasture next to our house. There was 3 bulls out there, or 6 bulls, ever how many it was. And I was used to feeding them, so I wasn't afraid. So I get me a bucket of feed, and I walk out there, and I see them. Doesn't bother me. I scatter it in the troughs, and I accidentally dropped the bucket, and I bent down to pick it up. When I did, bull hit me in the back. I went up in the air 8 or 10 feet. I came down, the bull straddled me. I didn't even get dirty from my waist down. from the waist up, I got pretty roughed up. The bull kept pounding me. Only by the grace of God was I spared. You see, that morning I was supposed to have gone and registered for seminary, and I backed out. I said, I'm not going to do this. God got my attention, didn't he? The impossible thing is, the bull stood guard over me after he had left me for dead. Wouldn't let anybody get close. I am told, I do not know, that I crawled out. I don't remember anything. But God allowed the impossible to happen. God stood with me. What a great God we serve.
Amen.
That's God's opportunity to show His glory, His power over everything. Secondly, God wants to speak to us about our impossibilities. Years before, God had promised Abraham special land and a host of descendants, didn't he? But Abraham and Sarah had no children, and they were past the age of having children. The fulfillment of that promise now looked impossible to everybody except one, God. God hadn't forgot His promise to Abraham, and He won't forget His promises to us. In verse 10, God said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Who can blame Sarah for hearing that? Not laugh. Even if Abraham would have chuckled, who could have blamed him? But you know, we've got a strong, strong God. Yeah. God spoke into their situation to build their faith. In our day, we do it by prayer. This book called the Bible.
Amen.
God speaks to us through this. Another way He speaks to us, music. As we enjoyed this morning, choir, Shirley, enjoyed the music that the praise band did, along with the choir, along with the congregation. God speaks to us through that as well. The third way to fight the battle of unbelief, we need to be careful about our reaction to what God says to us. We don't need to laugh at God. We don't need to presume we know more than Him. That would be a dangerous thing. Sarah was inside the tent baking for the guests. One of the guests asked in verse 9, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" They caught her attention and she listened. She heard the stranger say by that time next year she would have a son. She laughed. As I said, we can't condemn her. Who among us probably wouldn't laugh? Had she believed God, I think she would have either been very excited or very fearful. Probably a combination of both. She laughed because it sounded so ridiculous that at 92 years old, she was going to have a child. At 90 years old. When God asked her why she laughed, as if that would be too hard for the Lord, she insulted the same God who came to visit her. Don't we do the same things as she did when we disbelieve the promises of Scripture? The fourth thing is, we must settle the question of God's ability to perform miracles. You know, He's still in the miracle business today. Not just back when this Bible was written, but He's still in the miracle business today. God said something very powerful to Abraham in verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? That's the issue we've got to settle within our own minds, our own hearts. Just how powerful is the God that we serve? Is there anything that goes beyond His power? No. What do we really, really believe? Number 5, activating God's power often requires illogical obedience. For Sarah to have a baby, she had to once again know her husband. And in verse 12, she says, in effect, do you mean that I'm going to have to lay down with my husband again? It wasn't going to happen any other way. They tried to have a child many times before, and it didn't work. They had to do it again. Here's the point. people are often unwilling to do the very thing that they need to do because they've tried before and it failed. Why should I try again? Because God said so. And the last thing is, God does impossible things when they are in His will. The birth of Isaac and the nation of Israel were all in the plan of God. So something like old age, a dead womb, wasn't going to get in God's way. God did the impossible. Sometimes there are things in life that seem so impossible, yet not unreasonable to the things in life that seem reasonable to God and His will. The good news is Sarah stopped laughing, started believing. Abraham believed even stronger. For the rest of our lives, we need to live in the knowledge that with God, all things are possible. We needn't doubt our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's all powerful. And what a great God we serve. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful and beautiful day. We thank you for your servants of the past, Abraham and Sarah, and all those that have served you so faithfully up to this point. We pray for the present day servers of you, O Heavenly Father. And may we all get even stronger in our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.